Blog Talk Radio.
Coming in live, you hear me? I'm coming in live for week 9 of the NBA Fantasy Football League. Man, this another week that I've been seeing all these front office moves in the big league. I know y'all don't want to hear, but hey, in the big league, we do big things. But as I bring in this week 9 podcast show, I just want to, you know, let everyone know that it's Call of Duty Day, all day. So if y'all got a Call of Duty, World War II on PlayStation 4, add me, P Diddy IP. Holler at your boy, you know, I get down. But also in, you know, with it being Call of Duty Day, it's iPhone 10 Day. But yeah, you know, so it's like I'm in, it's like it's my birthday. I'm in gadget heaven. But man, this week we've been having a lot of things going on in the Facebook group, but not as much as been going on in the league. So a little bit. Hadn't had much chatter as previous days, and you know I may count that to myself because I was man down from the weekend early in this week. But yeah, that's because it has some weather change out here. It went from hot to cold. It was like taking a fish from hot water, putting it in cold water. So I didn't know what to do. So my body was just a little bit out of whack. I came down with a head cold, but as you see now, as y'all can hear now, hey, I'm back on it, back 10 toes down. But we still have a pending event. You know, I got to get the league staff, but I definitely want to hear some feedback from the group and different coaches in the league. But I definitely want to do this coaches day, you know, at the shooting range. I like that. So, you know, you all might be seeing a poll in the group very soon, maybe after this show. But definitely consider if you want to come out, you know, hang out with the coach, see who the people are behind the teams in the Facebook names. So we'll probably go ahead and do that coaches day at the shooting range. That's going to be in Grand Prairie. So, you know, if it's not too far out of your everyday travel, you know, hey, come out, hang out with us, let us see your face. But it's November 3rd, and didn't much feedback on the No Shave November. So that was shot out the air, but maybe next year. So on to the next one. And what we have next on the Facebook group news is a big thing. So one of our coaches in the junior league, the AKA Floor de Lee League, I've been very impressed. He's a basketball coach, Chris. He's a basketball coach of a high school team out in Florida. Don't know which part, but so the name of the high school is West Florida High School of Advanced Technology. You know, I was sold when I read advanced technology because I am technology. So, yeah, I'm going to definitely support this school, you know, so, you know, support his endeavor because he has a fundraiser right now where they're selling some of the team shirts, which is pretty cool. My daughter is in cheer out in New Mexico, and they did the same thing. And it was a pretty good, you know, pretty good turnout, like a pretty good fundraiser. But if you can, you know, not trying to feel that everyone, you know, anyone's pressured into it, but if you can, you know, definitely support this brother as he try, you know, well, not as he kids, and be a coach in their life. So I'm definitely going to at least buy 2 shirts from the web, from off the website. It's pinned up in the group. So as soon as you log, you know, as soon as you go to the group, it's the top post. So just click on the link, check out some of the shirts. It's pretty cool. Got some cool stuff on there. Order it. I think it ends on November 15th. That's when shipping and production starts. But definitely support the kids. Support Coach J. Chris if you can. Of the Floor of the Lee League. He's a high school basketball coach of West Florida High School of Advanced Technology. Man, salute. Big ups to that brother, man. I like that. So now on to the league news. Man, week 8 was crazy. So many upsets, so many teams that did not cut the mustard. And we have three of them. The first one we have is Texas Steel Curtain 817. And this is for the Biggest Loser of week 8. So once again, we have Texas Steel Curtain 817, who was nominated and only got one vote. All right, so we're going to move on to the next one. We got Victorious Secret of the Junior League, Florida League. That was like a tongue twister. And also the minor league champ. She received three votes. Drum roll. Brrr, Team Instagram received a whopping 6 votes. And I don't know if that's because he decided to fall on a sword and posting on the poll that he voted for himself, but you know, he did miss a lot of points, so he did get voted into being week 9's Biggest Loser. So he's gonna have to change his Facebook page to the Biggest Loser post. And you know, big ups to everyone that changed their profile picture on Facebook. I do appreciate that. You know, you're showing support of the league. You know, I definitely appreciate that. So once again, our week 8 Biggest Loser winner. I don't know if, you know, someone would call themselves a winner, but the winner of the Biggest Loser award is Team Instagram of the Big Leagues. All right, so we're going to move on to the next topic we have. But before we do that, just want to make sure that you big leaguers know that the teams in 13th in 14th place will not be invited to the big leagues next year. So let me repeat that. Rewind. Play. Big leaguers, teams in the 13th and 14th place at the end of week 14 will not be invited back to the big leagues next year. You will be demoted to the minor league. That's a bit harsh, but no, correction. You're going to be demoted to the junior league. You're going to have to work your way back up into the big league. So I know a lot of teams are taking some hits, especially with Deshaun Watson going down and Aaron Rodgers going down, but you're definitely going to have to go ahead and keep paying attention to your league. You definitely don't have to keep paying attention to your league, to your team, to make sure that you don't fall down into the last two positions and get kicked out of the big leagues. So, man, we've been having some big league trades. I know y'all probably get tired of it, but, hey, you know, that's what big leaguers do. That's the difference between the junior league, big leagues. You know, we definitely do a lot of front office movement. This has been the first year that it's been this active. But man, big ups to the coaches that's been out there making those changes and to improve their team week in and week out. But our first trade we have is your boy and them and Redskins helped me win. I'm telling you, that's a guy we interviewed early in the season. I don't know where he gets those names, but so Redskins Help Me Win is sending away Seattle Seahawks receiver Paul Richardson, but getting DeSean Jackson. Man, that's a trade. That's a good trade. I like that. You know, DeSean Jackson might have a little more upside, but so your boy and them gets Paul Richardson, and he gets the Bay Buccaneers. Next trade we have, once again, it involves team your boy and them, but this time it's with Instagram, Team Instagram, who's also our week 8 Biggest Loser. So Team Instagram will get DeSean Hopkins of the Houston Texans. Man, that's a pretty big shot right there, especially with DeSean Watkins out for the season. That definitely impacts DeSean Hopkins' value going into the latter part of the season. But last year in 2016, Tom Savage was able to get it to him. So hopefully that's the case moving forward. But Instagram gives away T.Y. Hilton and Kirk Cousins, the quarterback of Washington Redskins. Man, two for one. We'll see how that pans out, but we definitely want your feedback on it. So you're going to be seeing these, you know, different polls in a Facebook group, you know, just to see who you think was the winner out of these trades. But we still have one more trade going on in the big league. That's how we roll. But this time we have Team Something Spectacular. He will get Dante Freeman, the running back of the Atlanta Falcons. That's definitely, yeah, that's definitely a stud running back he's getting. But he's also giving away to Team Redskins Help Me Win, Amir Abdullah. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but that's the running back for the Detroit Lions. Another two for one. He's also giving away Tyrod Taylor, the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills. Now, this one here is one that makes me scratch my head because Tyrod Taylor already played last night. So I guess he didn't have any intentions on using him in week 9. But, man, like I said, there's definitely a lot of front office movement going on in the big league. So big ups to those big leaguers. And, you know, that's what you're, you know, that's why we're called big leaguers, because that's what we do. Make trades. See holes, we fill them. But once again, you know, you'll be able to see these trades Facebook group, because we definitely want to get your feedback on what do you think, you know, who do you think was the winner of those trades. So in the big leagues, we're about to go ahead to the league standings, because still wide open with the exception of front runner, who's that man's mama. He's currently 7-1 with a point spread. He scored 1,225 points on the season. Man, that's impressive. We also have Team Mayhem, our 2016 league champ. Big ups to him, because he's been out there week in, week out. He's 6-2 and has only scored 1,136 points, and is able to hold a 6-2 record and standing in second place in the big league. And in third place, we have I Get Hungry When I Win. Man, it is, every time I see that, I laugh, buddy. For the team logo, it's a Snickers bar. Goes ahead with the team name, but he's currently at 5-3 with points scored 1,144. And like I said, that's pretty impressive. That's 8 more points than second place holder. And in fourth place, we have Daddy Care with a league record 4-4. And the points he scored is 1,168 on the season. Now, watch this. So he's in fourth place down until 10th place. They're all 4-4. That's how we roll. You either one win away from being at the top, or one win away from being at the bottom. Hey, so we're going to fast forward. Oh, that's rewind. That's forward. To our Florida League standing in week 9, we have none other than myself, the commish. Hide your kids, hide your wives, sitting at 6-2 with 1,183 points scored. Next, we have Insane Asylum, with that's in second place with a 5-3 record with 101 points scored. Man, I don't know what's been going on, but that's a lot of points he scored. So our third place, we have Team Hoodem with a 5-3 record also with the 1196 points scored. And in fourth place, the champ is here, who also holds a 5-3 record with points scored 1133. So from fourth place up until sixth, they all have the same 5-3 record. So that's impressive, coaches. Keep that up. And last but not least, we have our holding down the 7-1 record. You know, the point score is different. He scored 699 points. Second place, we have Gotham Coach with a 6-2 record, scoring 753 points. And in third place, we have King's Team, who scored 779 and a 5-3 record. And fourth place, Charles Team, who scored 616 points with a 5-3 record. And that wraps up our league news. And let me get some music in here as we get ready for the Robinson Report. Hey, lady. Hey. Yo, Ed, we got you on?
I'm right here. What's going on, my brother?
Oh, man, I'm just cooling, really just pumped up because this Call of Duty day and iPhone 10 day. So, man, But, man, why don't you get us, get us up to speed on what's going on in the league, in the NFL this week.
All right, solid. Well, again, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to the Robinson Report. And week 9 of the NFL season kicked off last night with a divisional matchup in the New Jersey Meadowlands between the Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets. The Jets got going in the first quarter with quarterback Josh McCown scoring a rushing touchdown to give the Jets a 7-0 lead. The Bills got back on the board with quarterback Tyrod Taylor. He threw a touchdown pass to wide receiver Zay Jones. After a field goal by New York, the Jets would lead at halftime 10-7. The third quarter, it was all Jets. McCown would wind up throwing a touchdown pass to Robbie Anderson to give the Jets a 17-7 lead. After that, Matt Forte would score a touchdown to give the Jets a 24-7 lead. The fourth quarter, the Jets continued their offensive dominance with Forte scoring another touchdown to give them a 31-7 lead. After the Jets scored another field goal, it would be 34-7. Buffalo put up two more scores on the board, but it was too little too late as the Jets were able to win 34-21. Now to my picks. Let's get on with the injuries. Let's start off with the Buccaneers and the Saints. Jameis Winston has a sore shoulder, but he's listed as questionable for Sunday's game. Most likely, he's going to play. Chris Baker and Robert Ayers, both Buccaneers defenders, are both questionable. Cornerback Brent Grimes is going to be out, and Adam Humphries, their wide receiver, is going to be questionable. He's battling ribs. And linebacker Kendall Beckwith is questionable. He's battling a knee injury. The only injury to report for the Saints is offensive lineman Larry Warford remains out. Also a big divisional game on Sunday between Atlanta and Carolina. Linebacker for the Falcons, Duke Riley, is going to be out with a knee injury. As for Carolina, they have a lot of players that are banged up. Offensive lineman Trey Turner is probable for the game against the Falcons. Offensive tackle John Theus is out with a concussion. Offensive lineman Ryan Khalil is out with a neck injury. Running back Fozzie Whitaker is going to be questionable with an ankle injury. Greg Olsen still remains on injured reserve due to a foot injury. He's eligible to return in week 12. Another big game that we have to talk about is the Broncos and the Eagles. First for the Broncos, offensive lineman Donald Stevenson is out with a calf injury. Also, offensive lineman Ron Leary is questionable with a biceps injury. Also questionable is linebacker Todd Davis. He's battling an ankle. And also wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders is battling an ankle injury. As for the Eagles, not too many injuries to report. However, one of their big offensive weapons, that's tight end Zach Ertz. He's questionable with a hamstring. Cornerback Ronald Darby is questionable with the ankle injury. And, of course, Jordan Hicks and Jason Peters are both on injured reserve. Peters, the offensive lineman, tore both his ACL and his MCL, and Hicks ruptured his Achilles tendon. Another big game out in the, up in the Pacific Northwest is the Redskins and the Seahawks. The Redskins have a ton of injuries. Offensive lineman Trent Williams is doubtful with a knee injury. Also, guard Brandon Sheriff is questionable with a knee injury. Offensive tackle Ty Nischke is doubtful with a core muscle. Linebacker Martrell Spate is questionable with a shoulder injury. Safety Monte Nicholson is questionable with a shoulder injury. Also, center Spencer Long is doubtful with a knee. Jamison Crowder, one of their big offensive threats, that's their wide receiver, he's questionable with a hamstring injury. Cornerback Bashaun Breeland is questionable with a knee injury. Niles Paul is out with due to a concussion. That's their tight end. Also, their big tight end Jordan Reed is out with a hamstring injury. Running back Rob Kelly is questionable with an ankle injury. And as for the Seahawks, the big injury that was announced today, strong safety Earl Thomas is out with a hamstring injury. Also, cornerback Jeremy Lane is questionable with a thigh injury. Defensive tackle Sheldon Richardson is questionable with an oblique injury. Cam Chancellor, their big safety, is questionable with an ankle injury. Running back C.J. Procise is questionable with an ankle injury. And Bobby Wagner is questionable with a hamstring injury. The Sunday night game between the Raiders and the Dolphins, cornerback Darian Conley is out with a shin injury. David Amerson, their other cornerback, is out with a foot injury. Questionable is Nicholas Morrow with an ankle injury. Also, Demetrius McCray, that's their cornerback, he is out with a knee injury. Markell Lee, their linebacker, is questionable with an ankle injury. Offensive lineman Gabe Jackson is questionable with an ankle injury. As for the Dolphins, defensive end Andre Branch is questionable with a groin injury. Jermon Bushrod, their offensive lineman, is questionable with the hand. Big wide receiver Devontae Parker is questionable with an ankle injury. And Jay Cutler is listed as questionable, still battling cracked ribs. If he can't go, looks like Matt Moore will give it another go this week. Also, another big game to discuss, the Monday night game between Detroit and Green Bay. Defensive end Ziggy Ansah is still questionable with a knee injury. Don Carey is questionable due to a knee injury. Also, wide receiver Kenny Galladay is questionable with a hamstring injury. As for the pack, safety Kentrell Bryson was placed on injured reserve. Tight end Martellus Bennett is questionable with a shoulder injury. And also defensive tackle Quentin Dial is questionable. And for my game of the week, the Chiefs and the Cowboys. Linebacker Justin Houston played last Monday night against the Broncos, and even despite that big game that he had, he's still listed as questionable with a knee injury. Linebacker D. Ford is out with a back injury. Albert Wilson will be out. That's the wide receiver. He's out with a hamstring injury. And Tamba Ali is out with a knee injury. That's one of their big-time linebackers. As for the Cowboys, defensive tackle Malik Collins is questionable with a foot injury. Cole Beasley is questionable with a concussion. That's one of their big play wide receivers. And Ezekiel Elliott is eligible for this week's game only. Of course, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals was able to grant him an injunction. So Ezekiel Elliott will be able to play. He is eligible to return only for this week. I didn't do too bad at all last week. Actually, I did very well last week. My record was 11 wins and 2 losses. So my record for this year is 69 wins and 50 losses. So all now with my picks. Of course, I'm 0-1 because I had Buffalo beating the Jets. That didn't happen. So here's the rest of my picks. Carolina will beat Atlanta. Baltimore takes down Tennessee. Houston will beat Indianapolis. New Orleans will beat Tampa Bay. Philadelphia takes down the Broncos. Jacksonville will beat Cincinnati. The Rams will beat the Giants. Arizona will beat San Francisco. Seattle will beat Washington. Kansas City will beat Dallas. Oakland will beat Miami. And in the Monday night game, Green Bay will beat Detroit. I'm Ed Robinson, and this has been the Robinson Report. And don't forget, we're in the second half of the NFL season, but you still got time to check out the 2017 Pro Football Regular Season Outlook. It's available exclusively on ebook. On lulu.com, and I'll post up that link on the Sports Talk with Friends Facebook page. And also you can check out my website, therobinsonreport.net. That's www.therobinsonreport.net. That's www.therobinsonreport.net.
Long name. Seattle Seahawks until you posted it in the group, and I actually clicked on your link and read that. Man, crazy. That was crazy.
It is crazy.
But we always
appreciate
that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no problem. You know what's interesting is that I know that Seahawks defense, they've been questionable so far in the first half of this year because a lot of teams have picked them apart. So I wouldn't say it's any panic up in Seattle, but it's something that they need to pay attention to.
I've been seeing that, too. I was talking with a big leaguer, Scott, Team Instagram, about that because he's a huge Seattle Seahawks fan. And I was like, man, I don't know. I don't know because a rookie already came out there and exposed him. You know, and
absolutely.
Deshaun Watkins, it didn't. It was, you know, we were arguing a point, but I was like, you know, hey, it's you know, it was a limited playbook because, you know, he's a rookie, so they couldn't open a full playbook. So, you know, I don't know about Seattle. Like you said, you know, they're a little suspect, but I got a few questions for you there, sir. So I know you keep up with the league news, and what do you think about this Papa John situation?
My thing is this. If he doesn't want to advertise with the league, okay. no problem. Again, like I said before, I think he's using the NFL really as a cop-out in order to attribute it to his declining sales. I mean, I look at it like this. He's a businessman. He's an entrepreneur. If anybody's business is declining, the smart, logical thing you would want to do is find ways to tweak your menu or to come up with specials or do something to keep your business relevant. That's with anything, not just with pizza, but with any type of business. It's competition because people always want consistency with anything. And if it's pizza, they'll go to someplace else. Again, I just think he's using the NFL just as a cop-out. I think if he's not being satisfied, okay, he can move on and somebody else will gladly be a sponsor during the National Football League.
Right, yeah. For those who don't know what the issue is with Papa John's, he's saying that he lost $75 million because of the NFL. Like, that is crazy. Like, he needs to slap himself even saying that. Like, you lose $75 million? You know what I'm saying? And you blame it on anyone else besides yourself? Like, how you didn't see that coming? But, you know, to your point, I think it's a ploy because I had tweeted that yesterday to the commissioner, Roger Goodell, on Twitter that I don't know if it's just out here in Dallas, but I'm always seeing Papa John commercial with Jerry Jones. And we know how Jerry Jones feel about this. So I think it's an ambush on the commissioner with Jerry Jones and, you know, another league owners, another team owners trying to out the commissioner. So,
yeah,
that's just my take.
Yeah, and you've got to understand, too, Papa John's, they've been the official pizza of Dallas Cowboys since 2006. And Jerry is one of the stockholders in Papa John's. So, of course, he's knee-deep into the business. So with Jerry, it's all about where anything dealing with money, he's going to have his hand in it. So
exactly.
That's the way it swings on that one.
Exactly. You know, now he's in a court battle with Colin Kaepernick. You know, that leads to my next question. You know, so now, you know, I'm just seeing a lot of Trump, a lot of Jerry Jones when it comes down to the NFL. And, you know, and they're also the league is or the courts are subpoena or giving Robert Kraft, Jerry Jones and the guy from Houston. They're subpoenaed. They've subpoenaed their phone records. Like, have you heard about that?
I saw bits and pieces of that. Fill me in on it.
Well, yeah, so what that was is, you know, because Colin Kaepernick has a case, that grievance case against that collusion case against the team owners saying that they colluded to blackball him. So what they're doing, the courts are wanting Jerry Jones the owner from Houston and Robert Kraft. They want the email records, phone records, everything to do with Colin Kaepernick. I'm lying. He's with the with the stand up for the anthem. He's with the Papa John's. He's with the Colin Kaepernick. Man, it's just crazy.
It is. It's ridiculous. It almost sounds like a case of Watergate or some FBI type stuff going on. It goes from one thing to another. It's just you never know. It's just week by week. It's crazy.
Exactly. But man, as always, we do appreciate the stuff that you post in the group because you keep up to speed. Man, I'm telling you, and we're gonna have to get those picks posted early in the group because that leads into our new little thing that we're doing in the group. It's called Beat the Commish. But before we let you go, Mr. Rob, let's let the callers know where they can find you at.
Okay, again, you can find me on Facebook.com. Just type in my name in the search box, Ed Robinson, first name E-D, last name R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/EdRobinson82. And again, we're in the second half of the NFL regular season, but you still have time to purchase the ebook exclusively on Lulu.com. That's the 2017 Pro Football Regular Season Outlook. And I will post those links up exclusively on the Sports Talk with Friends Facebook page.
Whoop, there you go. To y'all, he's known as Ed of the Robinson Report. To us, he's known as the Black Adam Scheffner. So we appreciate you, sir, everything you do in the group, that, the content consistency. But that leads us into, the Week 9 commission, not the commissioner's pick, the Week 9 Beat the Commish pick. So what that is, every week it was started by a coach in the junior league, Bill Hart, to where it's pick 9 teams out of all games of the week, and, let's see who wins. But I got the Dolphins. Wait, I think I may have the wrong game. Let's see. That's the recap. Hold on. I got to check my picks. So I got the I've already lost. I had the Bills beating the Jets. I got the Texans beating the Colts before Deshaun Watson went down. I have the Saints, of course, manhandling the Buccaneers. I got the Rams beating the Giants. I have the Eagles beating up on the Broncos. The Cardinals beating the 49ers, the Seahawks beating the Redskins. I got the Chiefs beating the Cowboys, and I got the Raiders beating the Dolphins. So that's my Week 9 Beat the Commish. So let's see if we got Joe Hart on the line so he can tell us about these Week 9 pick'ems. Yo, who we got?
Yo, what up, Commish?
Whoa, what's that? What is this?
You already know, man. Joe Hart. You know how it is.
Man, how's it going for you, Week 9?
It's not going well. The amount of people that we have had that signed up for this week, it doesn't look well for them, myself included, because I did lose last night. So, over 65%, if I had the corrections, 65% of people already lost Thursday night. So we got a good 30-some percent left that is able to get the pot for this week. And I'm not one of them, so I'm kind of upset about that. I thought Buffalo was going to pull it out, but, I should have realized that Buffalo doesn't do well on the road. But, you always think that if the Jets are going to be the Jets, but it wasn't last night, so.
Right. But, man, I've always been a fan of Josh McCown. He's always been able to pull a rabbit out of hat. Like, I've been impressed with
exactly.
You, fella.
You and I both.
Cool. So, let us know how those pick'ems go.
Okay. As always, I appreciate what you do for the pick'em contest. And as we go, it's very simple. Any 9 teams from however many games they have for the week, and I think this week they have, maybe 11 or 12, any 9 teams that you want to pick. As you heard myself, I already lost with Buffalo, but you pick any 9 teams you believe you're going to win, and, you email them to the email, fbpicks1075@yahoo.com, and you send using the same email, you send it to PayPal, 1075, you get your sheet on Thursday morning, you look, you can see everybody else's picks. You have yours in there. Anybody feel as if they got any discrepancies, they just email a guy back. He emails a new sheet out with the corrections on it. You sit back and wait. Last week, everybody, a couple of people won the pot and they shared it. And, you know, everybody actually put in, a couple of people put in two entries this week because everybody's hoping that they pull out and then win money because, you know, two is better than one. So, once again, pick your nine teams, put your nine teams up in there, sit back, look at your picks and everybody else's and hope that you win. Simple.
Right, easy money, and man, I didn't get to win last week, and I was just so out of it. I was man down this week. I forgot to put my picks in.
I know, I heard when you said you were sick. I was trying to make sure that you got up in there. But as you know, as we do, as we implement it so far, to beat the commish, if you don't want to get in, this okay. It's nothing that we have to do. This, like commish always speak of, is something extra, something fun for us to do and compete with other people.
Right. That's all it is. So, you know, that's why, you know, I appreciate you because, you know, you sparked this up, this beat the commish thing. But, you know, as always, you know, definitely if you, you know, it's later in the season and you probably gave up on your fantasy football team, but, you know, you still want something to do. And that something to do is, you know, you can play beat the commish for free or you can go ahead and, you know, get on this weekly pick-ems. There's also a group. It's also recommended at the top of the league, too. So once you get in the group, you can see that there. So, you know, feel free to join that. Definitely support it.
Yeah, another question, too, for anybody who feels they have any questions about it. I know a lot of people may have some doubts about it or whatever the case is. As we see the commissions played, you ask them, ask myself, I post it and try to post it daily, if not every other day. And I know that the picks are due on Wednesday evening. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday itself, I'm in it hard. Thursday, kind of sort of, because we're trying to implement the beat the commish picks to put in Thursday morning so everybody can stack up and see how they do. If you have any questions, when I post it, post it underneath it. And if you have any questions, shoot it to me. You can go privately, shoot it to me, shoot it to the commish either, and whatever question you may feel as if you want to know more about it or you want to know, you know, what is it or more in depth about it and how we get your money. Once again, money don't touch nobody's hand. It goes into a big old pot. It's sent out. If you want, you know, you can ask anybody who had won it. There's no money touches it. They got their money. They're happy. They're playing again. And it's, you know, up until we go into the playoff system. There's something being talked about maybe doing it for the playoffs also. That's in the works, and I will let you all know about that. But once again, if you got any questions, ask. It's okay. We got answers for you.
Right. Man, I'm telling you, like, it's so seamless. Like, especially me being in technology, I hate a hassle. And it's like two steps. It's send money PayPal, send picks email. I'm fed to the next day. Good luck, you know. So definitely, man, it's definitely seamless. So, you know, big ups on that process. And, you know, it definitely has my stamp of approval. I've done it. I haven't had the opportunity to win. But as Joe stated, hey, you know, people won. And I'm in a group. I didn't see them complain. So, hey, they got paid. So, you know. If you have any doubts, like you said, you know, contact him privately. Don't contact me because I'm going to recommend you to him because, the only thing I can say is, you know, from my point of view as a player, and I enjoyed it because, man, I'm telling you, it gave me that urge to watch all the games that, you know, even that I didn't have players on my team. So, man, it is fun. I'm telling you, I was a little upset that I didn't get my pick
a whole lot closer. And I think that with us, too, with being the way you run the group, once again, mad props the way you run it, and even for Ed Robinson himself, he's posting everything. Like, you could say somebody farted on a basketball court in the NBA, Ed Robinson's reporting. Like, he's reporting everything. So, it's like you look and see Deshaun Watson. I'm going to be honest. You, in our group, Deshaun Watson was reported to be out hurting himself in practice before it was on the media streams. So it's like you looking at thinking, oh, what's going on? Let me find out. You go look at ESPN. Oh, I'm sorry. We do got the black Adam Scheffler. He's putting everything in there. So now we get to see what's going on with any kind of quarterback or with any kind of sporting news, which you referred to before. We have that option to us that is available. So now picking these picks, I think it's been a little bit more easier for myself because I can look and see, oh, my goodness, Deshaun Watson's out. If that was still in the time frame to be able to put my picks in, I probably would not have chosen that game. Although I think But yeah, like we have that option. So, you know, it's all good. I think being in this group is going to help yourself being able to pick games better.
Right, right. So I'm saying big ups to that. So, you know, it's working hand in hand because, like I said, it was funny. Like a guy from the league staff said, man, you got to have something for the losers. You know, he was like, I've been losing every week, every time, and after I give up on my team, I have nothing else. So,
damn.
Big ups to you.
But you got the pick-ems.
Right, that's what
I'm come make some money in the pick-ems.
Exactly. And it's funny. Who you think said that?
Oh, I already know who said. I know. It's
right. No one put him on the air, but yeah, yeah. You know.
Who's always flatlining? You already know. I already know who it is. Hey, you saw
right.
The
you tagged me in it. There talking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get him. Anytime he fly, I have Aaron Rodgers too, and I'm still winning. It's not. It's, you got to go 1-800 run a manager. Go do that. I got there. You go. That's a shout out to you.
Get him. Dang, cool. Man, big up. So let me get up ahead and we about to get these commish picks and then we going to join the league and get a close them. But, boom, we about to get on ahead to the commissioner's pick. This week, game of the week is Daddy Daycare, who's 4-4 versus our 2016 league champ 6-2. Man, get your popcorn. That's all I can say. Matchup points favor Daddy Daycare by 11. I'm rocking with that. Man, it feels kind of weird saying that, going against the champ. But I'm going to have to go with Daddy Daycare in this one. Next game, we have the Chosen One, who's been on a pretty good win streak lately. He coming into week 9, 4-4 versus your boy in them, who's 4-4. The Chosen One started off as a captain on Team Ofer in the big leagues, but he's been winning lately, so matchup points favor your boy and them by 1. I got to roll with consistency. The Chosen One, that's who I'm picking. Who's that man's mama? 7-1 versus something spectacular. Whoa. One more win. I think who's that man's mama name going to be printed on that ticket to the playoffs. But I don't think it's going to happen in week 9. Not on something spectacular's watch. Matchup points favor neither team. It's dead even. I'm rocking with something spectacular. Team Life Support, who's 2-6 versus I Get Hungry When I Win, who's 5-3. Team Life Support has been on life support since losing their star quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. It was an easy pick for me. Matchup points favor I Get Hungry by 14. I'm rocking with I Get Hungry. We talking about practice. That's the coach with many names who's 4-4 versus Team Instagram, who's 2-6. Someone lost their swagger. Deshaun Watson is on IR. Hopefully the rest of this coach's season is it. Matchup points favor Instagram by 9. That's who I'm rocking with, Team Instagram. Survival of the fit coming in week 9, 4-4. Versus the champ is here, who's 3-5. It's another shootout. Get your popcorn ready. You might want to get 2 bags with extra butter because you're going to be glued to the TV. Matchup points favor the champ is here by 13. That's who I'm rocking with to win this one. Next game, we got myself. Hide your kids, hide your wife. I've been sucking wind lately in this league. I'm rocking 3-5 versus Team Lando Rambunctious, who's 4-4. You know, every year I be licking my chops on this game. This is a game I look forward to. He's been in the league for a while. Great friend, you know, great coach. Yeah, touche. Matchup points favor Team Lando Rambunctious by 10. Of course, I'm not going to go against myself. So, next we're going to go to the Flo-Oa-Dele League. And this game of the week, we have the Bounty Hunter versus Insane Asylum. Oh, I did this one different, but yeah, Bounty Hunters got their swagger back with Zeke being granted to play this week. Oh, wrong season. Y'all didn't hear that. So, game of the week for week 9 is That's All You Got, who's coming in 4-4 versus the champ is here, who's 5-3. Yes, he is one of the coaches that has the opportunity to play in, that's playing in both leagues. But as of late, that's all you guys been missing. I don't know what happened. If I got to put an APB out on a coach. But the Tampa's here is trying to get to the playoffs. Yahoo picked the Tampa's here in this one. I'm going to roll with Yahoo. Who's 4-4 versus multiple orgasm who's 5-3. Man, looks like someone got their swagger back with Zeke playing this week. Y'all picked Bounty Hunters to win this one. I'm going to have to roll with them too. I'm picking the Bounty Hunters. Yeah, shot fired there, Joe. Picking against you. We'll see what's happening. Next game, we have Adam Up, who's 3-5 versus the Recruit, who's 1-7. Yeah. I think the recruits plan for first draft pick in the 2018 season. Yahoo picked, ironically, the Recruit to win this one. I'm going to have to go with him. Juice team, who's 5-3 versus Insane Asylum, who's also 5-3. Man, this is going to be a good game. Both of them have the same records. Both of them trying to get pushed to the playoff. Insane Asylum to win. I'm going for the upset. I think Juice team still got the juice. Next game, we have Victoria's Secret, who very slimly slipped away from being this week's biggest loser, coming in 4-4 versus You Hate Me, who's coming in 3-5. I think this week going to be Victoria's Secret shake back. Last week, she took a L. This week, she's going to bounce back. Yahoo picked Hurdle, Victoria's Secret to win. I'm rocking with Yahoo. I found this quite hilarious. This team, next game we have, you're about to find out who, you know, no, let me retract that. Next game we have team Who Them coming in 5-3 versus You About to Find Out 3-5. That is funny. So we're going to see who wins this one. This is going to be a tricky one, especially with Deshaun Watkins out. And Team Who Them has both of Houston's receivers. Yahoo picks Team Who Them. I'm going to roll with Team Who Them as well. This game of the Florida Lee League, we have Hide the Kids, Hide Your Wife, coming in 2 versus Nighthawks team. Nighthawks team, who's 3-5. I almost blacked this game out, but it was myself, so I couldn't do that. Easy pick here, easy win, nothing to see. Watch the other game. Yahoo pick Team Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife by 10. Of course, that's, you know, that's myself. So that's our junior, a.k.a. Florida Lee League, pick. We're going to talk about week 9, commissioner's pick of the minor league. So the first thing I see here is a reply from my pick 'em from Team Call'em. Glad we back on track. I love it when you pick against me. Yes, sir. Might won't get used to that one. But game of the week this week is Spicy Cooks and Nola 4-4 versus King's team, who's 5-3. Yeah, buddy. This is for the bragging rights all year until next year. You got to make sure you bring your A game. I'm rocking with Spicy Cooks and Nola. Next game we have Texas Steel Curtain 817. Coming in 3-5 versus Ken's terrific team, who's also 3-5. All right, this game has been blacked out. Please don't tune in. Next game we have Smoking Eight, who's coming in 1-7 versus VA's Finest team, who's 3-5. I think Girl Power wins this one. I'm rocking with VA's Finest team to win this. Next game we have Tyrone's C team, coming in 5-3 versus Holland, 7-1. I had to check twice at this one, but then I seen Carla was the underdog for the first time this year. Yeah, I'm one to kick a man while he's down, pour salt on the wound. I'm also one, what they say, to pour water on a sinking body. So I'm rocking with Tyrone C's team. Next game, we have Phillips' team, who's 3-5, versus Dig D's Eagles' team, who's also 3-5. It's going to be a nail biter. It's going to come down to the Monday night game, but I'm going to go with Dig D's Eagles' team to win this one. Last game we have is Gotham Coach, who's coming in 6-2, versus Charles' team who's 5-3. Can't go against that great name. Got him, coach. That's who I'm rocking with for to win this one. So that wraps up all our week 9 pick'ems. Oh, wait. See, I'm all bucked up on this pick'em, but that wraps up all our week 9 listeners pick for the fantasy NBA Fantasy Football League. And the NBA stands for National Bounty Association, which came from back when my hoodads had that bounty gate. But, man, we about to wrap things up. And before we wrap things up, you know, let's get some music, some background music. And before I get, you know, Mr. Joe Heasy, let's see who's joining us. Yo, 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 who tuning in?
Juan, it's Mike Lowry.
That's my dude, Mike Lowry.
You know I had to come out last, especially when you picked against me, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, man. I do appreciate it. I'm telling you. But I was amazed when I seen you as the underdog for the points projection. Well, projected.
Oh, you know, I don't really rock on that, but you know, both my running backs on the bye this week. But I ain't worrying about him. He ain't got nothing for me.
No, okay. Right. So you must think Matthew Stafford going to do something against Green Bay?
Well, I know he is, but, you know, I can't trust Cam right now. So I'm going to give him a week to see what he's going to do without Kelvin. But, you know, Stafford got a good matchup. They can't run the ball, so if they're going to win, he's going to do it. So I'm definitely going to rock with him.
Real. And I see you be playing those pick'ems, too. Is that you like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, man. I've been missing out by one game for the last 3 weeks, but I ain't feeling that too much. I'm about to win it this week, though. I'm glad all the way down Buffalo. I told them they were going to lose. Buffalo was going to lose that game. They won't listen to me. But, I think this is going to be my week right here.
Yeah, man. It was kind of crazy last week. These Thursday night games been killing me.
Yeah, everybody go down on Thursday night. If it ain't something I'm not sure about, I ain't touching it. And I knew the Jets should be in the first time, so I'm like, man, that's a trap game. It's a shell week. Buffalo liable to get got, and they got got. That's why I didn't touch it.
Real. That's what I'm talking about. But, man, let me tell you, we making room for y'all, you know, because, you know, you're killing the league, killing the minor league, so you're probably going to be bumped up to the junior next year, but... Like I was saying earlier in the show, just trying to make sure these big leaguers know that the 13th and 14th teams will be kicked out of the, you know, they won't be invited back to the big leagues. And so that's how we make room for the junior league. For the junior league, top two teams to get invited.
Well, just put them on notice, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm making my way up to the top.
Let them know we'll be in the big leagues next year.
What'd you say, Joe Heath?
Coming straight for the top.
I'm glad to know that I'm going to be in the big leagues next year. Thank you, Commissioner. I appreciate it.
It's a whole nother dynamic. That's what I'm telling you, because it's funny.
Yeah,
you're right.
They got people like life support up there. You're right. It is a whole nother dynamic.
Man, that is funny, but... Before we get out of here, I got to ask y'all opinion. So what do you think about this, you know, everything that's going on? Let me ask you what. They don't even show the air of the national anthem anymore. So how do you feel about this year's NFL?
It's turning to be a profitable. That's all it is. I just think that Trump has his hands on it a little bit too much. And I think that, you know, it just shows that our presidential power is not focused where it needs to be, and that it's just going to mess up the things that we enjoy, which is in America, is our sports. You know, that's what unites us all. And I think you're putting a very bad line in between it, because you're not making it about it. Bottom line is about money, but you're not making it about money. You're making it about race. And when, you know, the only way you know about hate is by learning it from whomever teaches it to you. And now you see people, all these bigots out here now are just looking down upon us as black men. and just tearing the whole game up. And the people who always spoke of, and I had this conversation with with Colin and others, and saying that it's not about us to boycott the NFL. It's about the black players, which represents like 81% of the NFL, to not just kneel. I understand they have lives too, and they have the family to provide for it. But until they take a stand and say we're not going to play, because the only way you make money is by the only way teams is making this money, just like the Houston president said, the owner said, about us being slaves and things like that, and jail inmates or whatever he said, is about us just not going to play no more. If we take a stand and not play in the NFL, so they can't make money, then they can't say this. Then to touch on the Papa John's thing, you know, you're a Trump supporter. Don't come for the NFL. You come for the NFL. If you got your friend and your mom, you got one person to talk to, you know, you're not going to go against your mom. He's not going against Trump. He gave his money to Trump. He's not going to do that. He's smart. You go against your friend, and that's what he's going against the NFL, which times out of 10, he put all his money in, but he don't realize that black people roll deep, and we are watching, and we're not going to eat that cardboard tape and pizza no more. So, you're gonna learn the hard way. You think you're losing money now? Let's wait now. Let's wait till after this go on. You don't hear nobody beat Pizza Hut and Domino's by complaining.
Right. Exactly. Well, I was a big fan of the Dominator back in the day and that Bigfoot. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. Representing.
But, hey, Mr. Mike Lowry, so, you know, what do you feel about the 2016 NFL? Like, what is your take?
I mean, my thing for me is, bro, it's amazing how easily they try to distract you from what's really going on. So they try to make it about the national anthem, this national anthem, that. Why not just discuss what the issue the protest is really about?
Ooh,
instead of bringing the issue to the forefront, they use smoke screens to try to keep it distracted. Oh, man, they disrespect the veteran. Oh, they disrespecting the country. Well, number one, that's what this country was founded on, protest. You know what I'm saying? So why instead of sitting here throwing side shots trying to distract people, why not just discuss the real issue? You know it's a clear divide with racial, how y'all treat black people in America. It's always been that way. You know what I mean? And like Joe said, because me and him had this conversation a long time ago, these players made so much money to the point where us as black people, this conversation never really going to get addressed until we stand up and show them, look, man, we could do it on our own. We really don't need y'all. So if we can't work together, why not, you know what I'm saying, do our own thing? If they put their money together, start their own league, instead of just getting a game check, you're getting all the money. Why not start your own thing, man? Because it's clear they don't care nothing about you.
Puffy was talking about, yeah, he'll buy a league.
Exactly.
So, man, to your point, that is cool.
Why not? And that's what we got to stop doing. But when you got the opportunity to do your own thing, man. What's going on, Brother Will? Oh, man, I can't go. When you can do your own thing, bro.
Wow, he didn't drop some nuggets. But I'm going to tell you what was crazy, like how I just witnessed some things. You know, we all witness things. But how I witnessed it from an NFL perspective is I shared a post in a group. You know, I shared a post in a group that one of my friends had. She had her son dressed up as Colin Kaepernick for Halloween. And, I mean, it hit the internet so crazy that I'm seeing – Russell Simmons posted on Instagram. I'm seeing Snoop Dogg posted on Instagram. I'm seeing Yahoo posted in the top Halloween costume. But what you know, everyone's not seeing is the horrific comments that's coming from under there. They also posted his picture on the Shade Room. And when people start commenting, it was so horrendous. It was that so bad, whereas people, you know, they're fussing and talking about the kid, saying, you know, making it that, how you teaching him this, that, to, you need to, you know, kneel against. Just a whole lot of bad comments, and it's Halloween. You know, it's like everyone's focused on pushing their own agenda, but it's Halloween. You know what I'm saying? So you would prefer people walking around as the devil, dressing up as the devil, but dressing up as Colin Kaepernick,
it
just shows where, right. You know, like you all said earlier, it's a smoking dagger, it's a cloak and dagger. We're running around the real world where smoke screening the real issues and pacifying things that people just don't want to talk about, you know, that people want to talk about.
That's right.
But
exactly.
It was just crazy, man. It was just crazy. But I was just, you know, I'm a Katrina refugee by a U.S. label, so I know how hard, you know, how harsh this world can be. But to see it for as a kid, you know, not going to say as a kid, but to see these adults post about on a kid post for Halloween, it was just crazy. But
yeah,
we wrap things up. This is week 9, man. Good show, and once again, man, I do appreciate anything on, you know, anything you want to say before we roll out Joe Heasy.
Oh, yeah, you know, we represent week 9. We back up in here. Please get up in these pick'ems. We only got a few more weeks left. Shout out to the commission. Go get back in there. I think he going to win it coming
yes,
up.
Yes, sir. I'm in that thing.
But he not going to win this fantasy football championship. Shots fired. Watch support. Keep flatlining. I'm going to take your spot in there next year. I'm sorry I can't help you out because I'm not a driving the EMS truck. But I appreciate the love on a Papa John's cardboard pizza, man. And go get you one. Ah, that was a joke. I appreciate y'all listening, man. Look, come for me. I took my little hit with Aaron Rodgers, but I'm bouncing back up. Real managers, and all y'all gonna understand when I say this, is gearing up for the playoffs as we speak. So whoever's coming against me, line them up like dominoes. I'm knocking them down.
Yee! Sprinkle, yeah, go. Hey, Mr. Mylari, you anything you want to say before we roll out?
Hey, I just want to make sure you know next week I'm going to be the first one to clinch the playoff spot, you know what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and mark it down, bro. Knocking it down. Playoff first, championship next. I'll see y'all in the junior league next season.
Boop, there it is. And once again, thank everyone for tuning in. This is the league, Dude Mylari, Joe Heasy, and this is the commission. We out. Yo!